Looking today at Psalm 107. Psalm 107. This is a rather lengthy psalm of 43 verses. I'm not going to read it all right away, but I encourage you to have your Bibles out and keep them open as we look at all the parts of this psalm together. Children, when I was growing up, one of the things I remember about Thanksgiving is a regular project we had in school every Thanksgiving. And we were told to draw a picture of something that we were thankful for. And maybe you still do that in school. But perhaps we have to update that just a bit. My kids keep telling me I live in the 19th century. I'm trying to get into the 20th century just a bit. Not drawing a picture so much of things we're thankful for. But imagine, kids, this morning that I gave you a camera. And I said, I want you to go take pictures of things that you are thankful for. And then we would take all those pictures together and put them in a photo album. And it'd be a whole book of pictures of things that we are thankful for. Well, in many ways, that's what the psalmist does in Psalm 107. He gives us a story, he gives us pictures of things for which we can give thanks. Now, we've been talking about the Psalms together in our evening services and the importance of structure in the Psalms. And Psalm 107 is a very well-structured psalm. It has four main parts to it. And those parts begin in verse 4. Some wandered in the desert wastes, finding no way to a city to dwell in. The second part begins in verse 10. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and thorns. The next part begins in verse 17. Some were fools through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities suffered affliction. And the fourth part begins in verse 23. Some went down to the sea in ships doing business on the great waters. And he gives us these various pictures of things that happen in our lives. And in each of these four sections, they end with a two-part refrain. If you look at the first section, the two-part refrain is in verse 6 and verse 8. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. Then verse 8, let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to the children of men. And that refrain is repeated then in the second section, verses 13 and 15. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them from their distress. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to the children of man. And again, that refrain shows up in verse 19 and 21. They cried to the Lord in their distress, in their trouble. And verse 21, let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love. And that refrain one more time in verses 28 and verse 31. The psalmist wants to highlight four different parts of our life in which we are to thank the Lord. So this morning we're going to look at this psalm together, and we think of it in terms of a photo album, kids, of pictures that we might take. Reasons for us to give thanks to God today. We notice the psalm begins with a call to give thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. The psalmist begins with a call to give God thanks. And a call to the redeemed to give God thanks. A call to the church to bring thanks to God. Now we know that Thanksgiving is not a religious holiday like Christmas or Easter or Good Friday or Ascension Day. Thanksgiving is a day called by the nation. But it is particularly appropriate for the church to gather today. It's particularly appropriate for the redeemed of the Lord to say thanksgiving to God for all that he has done. It's right, it's fitting and proper for us to gather. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. All of God's people gathering today to bring thanks, to bring praise to Him. So what does that photo album look like? Well, the psalmist begins in verse 4. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wonderful works to the children of man, for He satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul He fills with good things. The psalmist talks about the difficulty of wandering in desert places, no city to dwell in, and then God answers the prayer when he cries out, and God gives him a place to dwell, a place to live. Maybe, kids, if I gave you a camera to take pictures, you would go home and take a picture of your house. Especially on a morning like this when it's cold outside. God gives us a warm place to dwell. Maybe that photo album would have pictures of your toys, your books, your dolls. Maybe it'll have a picture of your Game Boy. It'll have a picture of your Wii console, whatever it might be. The things God has given to you. The blessings He has provided. It's so easy for us to take those for granted. But God blesses us with these wonderful gifts, and we thank Him for that. Perhaps that photo album has a picture of our microwave in it. We're thankful for the conveniences God has given to us. Maybe, kids, you'd go out in your dad's garage and take a picture of his tools and the things that he has out there. Maybe you'd come to my house and come up to my study and take a picture of my books. All those things that we're thankful for. The physical things God has given to us. And we thank God for that. For the physical provision He gives. The psalmist says, they were hungry, they were thirsty. God gives us food. He gives us a variety of food, and an abundance of food. God doesn't simply give us rice and beans every day, but God lets us have hot dogs one day, and hamburgers another day, and then macaroni and cheese another day, and tuna salad another day. A variety of foods. Delicious foods God's prepared. Perhaps today you're going to have a meal together with family and with friends around a table full of food. It's not just one simple thing, but God's blessing to provide for us. Maybe you would take that camera and go take a picture of a Big Mac, maybe. Or even better, you'd take a picture of a homemade pizza from Pizza Fresco. You know, delicious, wonderful. Those gifts God has given to us. The blessings of food, the blessings of drink. We think of a place to dwell that God provides. And in that place to dwell that He gives us, we think of the family around us. Maybe husbands, you would go home and take a picture of your wife. The blessings of a godly spouse. The blessings of a helpmeet to come alongside us and to encourage us. In our life. Maybe wives, you would go home to take a picture of your husband. That man God has given to you to be the loving head of your home. Maybe you would be taking pictures of our children. Maybe new children. Maybe babies who were born this last year. And we give God thanks and praise for that. Maybe it would be the picture of a new member of your family, either a daughter-in-law or perhaps even a son-in-law, who knows? You know, we might be thankful for those types of things as God enlarges our family and allows us to love each other in the Lord. Maybe, kids, you'd take a picture of mom and dad, that He has given you parents to love you, to care for you, to watch over you. The blessings of abundance that God continues to provide again and again. And again, maybe it's a picture, a family picture that spans the generations. As we see grandpa and grandma and mom and dad and us and perhaps either even other children. And we think about the blessings of the covenant, that God brings families together, that God's mercies are from generation to generation to generation. On this Thanksgiving Day, we have so many things to give God thanks for. The physical blessings He provides. The place He gives us to dwell. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wonderful works to the children of man. The psalmist goes on, the second main section of this psalm. Verse 10. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and in irons. For they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. So he bowed their hearts down with hard labor. They fell down with none to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and burst their bonds apart. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to the children of man, for he shatters the doors of bronze and cuts in two the bars of iron. Psalmist gives us a picture of captivity and then God releasing the people from captivity, the freedom that they would enjoy. Maybe, kids, you were going to take a picture. You would take a picture of the flag of our country. And we think of the freedoms that we enjoy in this country. Freedom today to gather, to give thanks to God. Freedom to speak. Freedom to act. Freedom from military oppression. We don't drive up and down the streets and see soldiers with M16 along the side of the road. Freedom to move. Freedom to go. Freedoms we enjoy as a country. Freedom from war on our own soil. Now we know we have those who are right now serving in the military and how we thank God for them. But think about how long it has been since there has been a foreign aggressor on our own soil. Freedom from war that God gives to us. How thankful we are for the freedoms we enjoy as a nation. We think of the freedoms of the peaceful transition in government. We recently had a big shakeup in our government with regard to the House and the Senate, but it was peaceful, it's orderly, it's planned. It's not a coup that takes place. But peace, freedom from tyranny, freedom from captivity. Maybe, kids, you would take a picture of the school this morning, a place where we worship. We thank God for the freedom to worship without fear. We're not afraid that someone's going to come in and persecute us for the name of Jesus Christ as we meet Lord's Day after Lord's Day. We're not afraid of the doors being bombarded in and people coming in with guns. But no, God allows us the freedom to worship in peace. Freedom from fear. Freedom to educate our children. Maybe, kids, you would take a picture of your school, the place where you're instructed. We are not forced to send our children to one particular school, one particular government school, but we have the freedom to send our children to where we would like to raise them and have them instructed. Whether that be in the Christian schools or in homeschooling at home, we can instruct our children in the ways of the Lord. They're not indoctrinated in the ways of the world. But the freedom that we have, freedom from the fear, freedom from the captivity, the blessing to recognize what God has given to us, not having to worry, sitting in darkness in the shadow of death, but being freed and released. He brought them out of darkness, out of the shadow of death. He burst their bonds asunder. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to the children of man. God blesses us with a nation. God blesses us with freedoms to speak, to act, to worship, to educate. All of these things are gifts from him. Pictures in that photo album. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. Psalmist goes on in this third section. Some were fools through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities suffered affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. And then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to the children of man. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds in songs of joy. The psalmist gives the picture of sickness, of ailment, and God delivering from that. Maybe the picture you would take, kids, is just the picture of yourself. Healthy minds, healthy bodies. The ability to this afternoon maybe go home and run around the house and play games together. Hands that can grasp and move and throw, and feet that can walk and run and skip, and all of these things are a blessing from God. All of these things He gives to us. Freedom from sickness. Freedom from ailment. Some have struggled with ongoing sickness and ailment, and God's answer to our prayers to free us from that. How we should be thankful today for the health and strength that we enjoy. Maybe the picture book, kids, would include a picture of the hospital, because sometimes we have to go there if we're sick or if we're injured. And we know that all healing ultimately comes from God, but He provides us with modern hospitals, doctors and nurses who are well-trained, not just glorified veterinarians, but carefully trained in the intricacies of the human body. The blessings that we have when we do get sick, to have medicines easily available. We don't have to wait in long, long lines to get an aspirin. We can simply run down to the store and pick up a bottle of whatever we need. The blessings God gives to us. Pictures of doctors and nurses. All of these things used by God for healthy minds, for healthy bodies. What is so interesting to me in this particular section, speaking of our health, is that in verse 17 he says, some were fools through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities suffered affliction. The psalmist directs our thoughts to self-inflicted ailments, self-inflicted illness. We might think of what happens when we misuse the good gifts of God, when we overindulge in the things He has given to us. And even then, when we cry to the Lord and turn to Him, He is faithful to forgive us for our abuse. God's care, God's desire to restore us to health as we turn to Him. They cried to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them from their distress. The blessings of health and strength. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wonderful works to the children of man. Let them offer sacrifice of thanksgiving and tell of His deeds in songs of joy, as we have done this morning, singing together songs of praise and songs of thanksgiving, praising God for who He is, praising God for what He has done. In this fourth section, the psalmist says, some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the great waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, His wondrous works in the deep. For He commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven. They went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their evil plight. They reeled and staggered like drunken men. They were at wit's end. Then they cried to the Lord in their troubles, and He delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and He brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man. Let them extol Him in the congregation of the people and praise Him in the assembly of the elders. He talks about going down to the sea in ships, their method of transportation. And particularly, transportation related to their work, the business that they had, doing business on the great waters. Some of you this past year have had to travel for business, some a little, some a lot. And yet God has brought you back safely every time. The safety we enjoy in our travels, the safety we enjoy in the work God gives to us. And even that, work as a blessing. Sometimes I think we might think of our work as a curse, something we have to do, but it is a blessing to be able to work. We thank God for the provision of work He gives to us and the variety of jobs that we have. some laboring in the factories, some laboring in the office, some laboring in the field. But all of these things, a gift from God. Maybe kids, that picture book would have a picture of a tractor or a computer or a machine at work. Things that God allows us to do to use our talents for Him, and things He allows us to do to provide for our families in the business, in the work that we do. We think about travel, we think of God's goodness even to us this morning to allow us to get here in safety on the icy roads. It's so easy to take for granted that we're just going to go where we want to go, but God is watching. God is directing and protecting. Maybe we think about not just business travel, but other travel we've done. Maybe, kids, that photo album would be pictures of a vacation that you took this past year. Times of relaxation. Times of recreation. A camping trip with mom and dad, maybe. And we thank God for that. For those times of rest and relaxation that He gives to us. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wonderful works to the children of man. Let them extol Him in the congregation of the people and praise Him in the assembly of the elders. Again, it is fitting and right for us to gather as the people of God. In this last section, somewhat added to the rest of these pictures, we have the reminder once again of God's blessing on those who are His and His curse on those who are not. Talk about the two ways of the Psalter. And that theme comes through in this last section. And the picture of reversal, how God changes what we might expect. Verse 33, He turns rivers into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into a salty waste, because of the evil of its inhabitants. He turns a desert into pools of water, a parched land into springs of water. And there He lets the hungry dwell, and they establish a city to live in. They sow fields and plant vineyards, and they get a fruitful yield. By His blessing they multiply greatly, and He does not let their livestock diminish. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, evil, and sorrow, He pours contempt on princes and makes them wander in trackless wastes. But He raises up the needy out of affliction and makes their families like flocks. Let the upright see it and are glad, and all wickedness shuts its mouth. The great reversals that God takes place. Changing rivers into deserts, changing streams into the ground, but deserts into pools of water as a blessing for the people. The great reversals, the great changes. And we think of that greatest reversal, that greatest change that has taken place by the will of God as He has changed us from those who were at enmity with Him, at those who were His enemies. And God, through Jesus Christ, has made us His friends, and beyond that, His children. The greatness of the reversal, rather than running headlong into sin, now the call to walk in the way of righteousness. What God has done for us, He is the one who acts. He raises up the needy out of their affliction, and He makes their families like flocks. Let the upright see it, let them be glad, and the wicked shut their mouths. We are those who have received the blessing of God, the blessing of His glorious grace in Jesus Christ. We are those who must recognize what God has done for us. Recognize His goodness, recognize His grace. The psalmist ends, "Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord." It's good for us on a Thanksgiving day to spend time reflecting upon what God has done. Let the wise attend to these things. Be mindful of what God has done. And I hope today that in addition to spending time together in church, you might, as individuals and as in a family, reflect upon God's goodness. Maybe, kids, when you get home, mom and dad will ask you, what would you take a picture of? What would you put in that Thanksgiving photo album? What are you thankful for that God has given to you? The psalmist gives us all kinds of pictures, all kinds of options to think about God's goodness. Let the wise attend to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wonderful works to the children of man. May that be our refrain today as we give God thanks for all of His goodness. Let's join together in prayer. Lord our God, we do thank You for all of the many blessings You have given to us, and we thank You for Your Word, a Word that reminds us to give You thanks, a Word that calls us to give You thanks, that calls Your people, the redeemed, to reflect upon Your goodness. Oh Lord God, today may we not only set aside our regular labor, but may we thank You for Your steadfast love. May we reflect upon Your wondrous works in our families, in our lives, and give You praise and give You thanks. And thank You most of all, oh God, for that great reversal, for sending Your Son who was innocent to die for the guilty, that we might be the beneficiaries of such a great salvation. Oh Lord, accept our praise and accept our thanks. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.